Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Coach K. It's brunch time. Joining me today. It's brunch with Coach K. I know that you're eating something that's good. I have no food in front of me right now, and I'm a little upset over that because I ate earlier. But now what I had for breakfast, that's really gone because I've been so busy. I burned up all that energy, so now I want something else. So what are you having? I mean, what are some of these meals? Salmon, and something else good that goes along with the salmon. I'm going to give you the next show, which is May the 3rd. We're starting a show once a month starting next month. And I want to do something different. So I would love for you to call in to let me know what you're having for brunch. That's how I would love to start my show. Well, to start off today, the topic is the best beauty secret, self-respect. And I know that this show is for everyone. A lot of times when we hear about beauty, it's just a lot of women pay attention to that subject. However, it's for men as well, because for those of you who have daughters or at some point will have daughters, to listen to this conversation or just this talk and this sharing with you is really, it's just at the top of my list of what's on my heart today, next to the fact that my brother is in the hospital and he's getting there. But for those of you who pray and just keep him in your thoughts, please do that for me. His name is Clifford. I appreciate that. There are four girls and one boy, so he's smack dab in the middle of four girls. And we love him and definitely want him to get better. Stop eating cake and get better. Earlier when I was talking to him, it was one of my sister's birthdays on Friday, so she said she took him some cake. So he's in the hospital eating cake, I guess, while we're having this episode on the radio. Thanks again for joining me. Here are some updates for you. Two of the guests who were on before, one are wonderful and most fabulous football player, a college ball player, Ronald Baines, was on with me a while ago, and he will be back. He will return just to talk to you about what is happening with him in school as well as on the football field. And Carrie will be back. Carrie Schumann will be back to talk to you about how her desire for going into the field of public relations has really taken on a great beginning. And she's doing something very wonderful. I'll let her share that with you when she comes back. So just keep looking forward to what I post. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook under KA. And you will be able to keep up with what's going on with my clients. This is just so remarkable. Such a great time in my life. We're going to talk about beauty today, and the best beauty secret being self-respect. And for young ladies, I just want to tap into you for a little bit and just talk to you personally as if though we were in a room together having a conversation. Just want to ask you the first question, and that is, who are you? Do you really know who you are? Number two, do you like yourself? And number three, throughout this conversation, while you're listening, I would like for you to look in a mirror. Hold that mirror in front of you for the duration of the show. Who is that person in the mirror? You're very beautiful. You have a lot of talent. You are very, oh my goodness, you're just so multifaceted. That's a good word. You're very diverse. Men can't wait to see you come walk down the street. And there may be some of you to say, no, that's not true. I'm never that girl. I'm never the girl that the guys run after. The guys don't ask me to go out. They never say anything to me. They never speak to me. Just because a guy is not saying anything to you verbally, it does not mean he has thoughts of wanting to say something to you verbally that possibly frightens him or frightens him with the thought of, I better not say anything to her because she just doesn't look as if though she is inviting or that she's warm or that I can really just start talking to her on the spot. For guys to approach girls, it's a lot. And I have to give the guys a lot of credit because remember, they're the ones who are the hunters. They do the pursuing. And yes, we're living in a different time. It's 2015. And what you really want to say to me is that women can do it just like they can men. Well, I'm not going to say anything about that because that would just lead into this whole big debate that I would have to be into from now until next year this time. But it is really special to be a woman and special to be a lady. I really love being a lady. I love having doors open for me. I love what chivalry is. Look that up, chivalry. S-H-I-V-A-L-R-Y, chivalry. Look that up. That's your homework. I know I'm not in the classroom anywhere, but that's your homework. Look that up. You'll be surprised. It's nice to have someone to sit you down in a chair, you know, hold your hand, sit you down in a chair, push, make sure the chair is pushed under before you partake of a meal. It's wonderful. And having that self-respect is key. Keep looking in those mirrors. Keep those mirrors in front of you. Because you are the first person who sees you, who looks in the mirror at you when you get up in the morning. And you're the last person who looks in the mirror at yourself before you go to bed at night. Keep that mirror there. The focus is on you today because as I move around, travel, listen to people, I'm hearing a message that is so underlined. And I'm hearing it in a most indirect way. And the message is, I don't know who I am. We're desiring to be like someone. We're always following after someone. Always liking someone else more than we like ourselves. Our hair color has to be like someone else. Our style has to be like something that we saw on television, something in a magazine. And I'm not saying that what's trendy is not something that you shouldn't pay attention to. I mean, who loves fashion more than me? I love it. And I love to change my look. I love to look different ways. It's just fun to me, exciting. I love being creative with my look. However, you have to make sure that you own it and that it's yours. And no matter how much money you spend in the spa, at the salon, getting eyelashes put on, having your nails done, mani-pedis, massages, chemical peels, going shopping with the girls. You can spend below $1,000 today at the mall or at your favorite store, have the best bag, the best shoes, this is popping that. It doesn't matter if what's going on the inside is not happy. And I can tell many times looking at women and looking at young women, looking at girls, young ladies, that you're wearing it all. But what you forgot that you're really wearing is how you feel about yourself from the inside out. And what goes on the inside, it comes out. And no matter what makeup line we're wearing, no matter what we wash our hair with, who styles our hair, you cannot hide what shows up on the outside. And one of the most discouraging pictures for me on a daily basis is to walk down the street and to see women so well put together and they don't smile. That is sad. Now, of course, you may say, well, she could have something on her mind. And this is true. I mean, many times, you know what my life is like. You know, busy all the time. And, yes, I always have something on my mind. But inside, inside. It's because of what's going on inside that I have all of this going on. You know, being the life coach, a speaker, writer, doing other consulting work. That's the reason why I can get everything else done, is because I made up in my mind a long time ago that I was definitely going to love on me. And there's nothing wrong with me getting up in the morning, looking in that mirror, and blowing yourself a kiss and saying, you know what, I love that girl right there. Because what's going to happen in time, as time moves on, as you become more mature, and that's growing. It's the growth with time. As you grow with that time, you're going to appreciate who you are, because other people will be able to appreciate who you are as well. But minus those people, you need to learn how to appreciate you for you. And don't sell yourself short. Sometimes we have to let go of some of the people that we're involved with because they're not the best for our personality. They're not the best for us because maybe you want to move forward and say you're thinking about just the fact of going to school and you can't find anybody to give you that moral support. Well, you need to find people who have some of the same goals that you do, because once you're a part of their circle, you will find other people who have that same goal in common. And that's what you have to surround yourself with. You have to surround yourself with constantly people who are doing some of the same things that you're doing, want to do some of the things that you want to do. It's very important for your growth. It's very important for how the rest of your relationships are going to work out throughout life. You know, you want healthy relationships, but it starts by having a healthy relationship with yourself. And the other thing that I learned in my life when I was younger is that, especially when it came down to guys, I wanted this guy, really, when it was all said and done, really I wanted the guy to like me more than I liked myself. You know, why should you have somebody doing something for you that you won't do for you? Learn how to appreciate you for you. You know, your flaws, you know, those things that you do well, you know, all of your achievements, all of it adds up to just being human. And take yourself to the movies. Go by yourself sometimes. Go out to dinner by yourself sometimes. Make reservations and treat yourself to dinner. Know what that is. Know what that feels like. Sometimes you and your girlfriends rent a limo and go out for an evening. Know what that feels like because you made that happen for yourself. It's so important. And what's going on is too much. I see too much disrespect in the world that's impacting our lives on a day-to-day basis. And it can only impact your life if you open up the door and allow it. A guy is only going to treat you like he sees you treat yourself. You know, if you allow him to take advantage constantly on a constant basis, he will always take advantage. The same with your female friends. If you're always the one that is picking up the tab or always the one coming up with the suggestions and treating everybody to something and it never comes back within that circle, those are people who you are allowing to take advantage of you. So start taking better care of yourself so that other people will recognize it. And then you will attract the right people to you. There is a book out that was written a while ago called The Secret. And all I believe that the secret is about is just the law of attraction. And if you've ever read anything about the law of attraction, you attract those people to you who are like you. And though you're never going to meet anybody that's just like you, you're going to meet people who have those same things in common with you. And that's always good, because that's a healthy environment. Those people will be there to give you that moral support when everybody else walks around because it walks away because they don't understand who you are. They don't understand your accomplishments. Why do you have to be back in school? Or why do you have to start a business? Why do you want to go play football? Why do you want to go study when everybody else is hanging out over the weekend? Why do you want to clean your house so that you can redesign a room later on that week when everybody else says, oh, if I were you, I wouldn't do that? And it definitely is a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice of giving up something over here in one column in order to finally relocate to another column or to another lane. You know, you hear that statement, stay in your lane. And sometimes it takes a while for us to discover and know where our lane is. You know, what's my lane? Where is it? And once I find it, teach me how to stay in it. But you get there through focusing. So, ladies, you always want to be clear on being that individual and loving that space. You need to love that space, like that space. You know, I so love being in my space now. It is just the best place in the world for me. I've grown so much in order to accomplish my goals and just learn from other people, sit back and listen to a lot of people. One of the groups of people that I listen to on a daily basis, a weekly basis, and a monthly basis are men, because I do a project that involves relationships. And I listen to men talk about women. I don't care what year this is. You know, a lot of you will say, well, it's so many things to do, that's so old-fashioned, you know, sitting there waiting for somebody to hold the door open for me, or just allowing myself to be approached by a man. That's just so old-fashioned. Nobody does that today. Well, let me tell you, when I listen to these men and they're finally ready to settle down with that girl, the one that's made for them, those are the ones that they're looking for. People that they can chase, women who are chaseable. I'm one of those chaseable girls. So, and I'll always be the one that's chaseable. And I'm really thankful for the information that my father passed on to me the whole time I was growing up about men and what they like and, you know, how to be a lady and what it means to be a lady and the rewards of being a lady. And that the respect that you get. And I don't care if somebody's telling you this and that person is in their 80s, 70s, 60s, 50s, let me say this to you. They're telling you the truth. When they're telling you about the rewards of being respected and how it turns around and it makes your life a pleasant life to have, and how happy you will be, you listen to those people. That is the ultimate truth, because men will always like to chase. They're the hunters. It's in their fiber. They like to chase you. And once they get you and you know who you are, you're about having something in your life that is wonderful through planning, marketing who you are, and having goals, men love that because they want to be with a partner. They want to be with someone who can bounce information, that they can bounce information off of, that they can have a conversation with. And it's great to have a partner. That's a healthy thing. But you've got to start with you first. And you can't, you have to know that it does not start and it cannot start with just what you're buying and what you're wearing. The best perfumes, the best clothes, driving the best cars. That's not where it begins. You got to know what's going on inside. So I'm encouraging you to take the time this coming week, you know, sit down, talk to some friends, talk to people that you're close to, and find out, be very open and say, you know, am I selfish? Do I get mad too quickly? Do I get mad too quickly? Am I easy to talk to? Do I know when to be quiet? Do I talk too much? What do I need to do to become a great listener? And as women, we're communicators. A man does not need to hear what's on your mind all the time. He doesn't. Try being quiet about something. You know, maybe just having a conversation and saying, you know, I really want to go to a basketball game with you. Or I really want to go and watch football with you. And maybe he'll ignore it, or maybe he won't say anything at first. But then just kind of pull back and see what happens. Because you don't have to say it to him 1,000 times. Your actions speak louder than your words. And that's always the truth. Take it to somebody who taught speech courses for 11 years. That's always the truth. I read body language. Body language will tell you something about someone more than what their words will. Because people are always showing you who they are. That is a true saying. Somebody said this. I have to see who said this. I don't know who did, but I've read it and I've heard it. People are always showing you who they are. So let this be an exciting week for you to get close to yourselves, to understand who you are, to understand how you function, you know, how do I work? What is it that I need to change? There's nothing wrong with change. I love change. There's nothing in the world wrong with change. You grow through change. It is a blessing. It's a beautiful thing. And then understand that the universe could not be as beautiful without you in it. That's why men can't, you know, men just have such a hard time keeping their eyes off of us. You know what I mean, women? You know, and that's why we as women just love what we love. You know, we love to go to the spa, love to keep our skin gorgeous, just love doing us. But I first love to do all those things for myself because when I look in the mirror, I'm very satisfied about who I am. And I want you to be very satisfied about who you are. And it takes time. It took years for me to get to where I am, but I'm so glad that I got there. I really, 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 really am. And I'm excited for all of you. I appreciate you listening to me. You've been listening to me weekly since I started this radio show. And we will be back to you on May the 3rd. And we will be doing the show once a month at that point, not unless for some reason that there's a demand for me to come back on and be on more than one Sunday out the month. But thank you so much. And remember, keep building up you. Keep that self-respect going because that is the ultimate beauty secret. You are beautiful. Thank you for joining Coach K. Take care. Bye-bye.